This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So, we are not going to have a government shutdown. Yet. Anyway, talk to me in a couple of weeks. But for now, that is good news for people who work for this country's biggest employer, which would be, of course, the federal government. While Congress was working on that kick-the-can-down-the-road funding package this week, the Biden administration released some new guidelines for hiring federal workers, specifically with the goal of improving the job prospects for a chronically underemployed or unemployed group of people, military spouses. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that story.
It's no secret that military families move around a lot, like the family of Rosella Capella Zielinski, who teaches political science at Boston University.
As a military spouse, married 10 years, we moved 6.
And all that moving makes it hard for military spouses to hold down jobs, says Bessa Pinchotti, CEO of the National Military Family Association.
Military spouses have had an unemployment rate of over 20% for decades.
And the effects of that add up over time, says Shelley McDermott Wadsworth, who directs Purdue University's Military Family Research Institute.
The earnings of military spouses are as much as 20% below those of their civilian counterparts. And that, of course, is a challenge for families.
So the Biden administration is telling federal agencies to focus more on giving military spouses federal jobs, especially those with telework or other flexible arrangements, including, says the Rand Corporation's Thomas Trail, on military bases where their partners are serving.
They're trying to make sure that military spouses are able to get employment at the installation they're at or another government job so that they can maintain employment.
The new guidelines also mandate training for government hiring managers so they better understand the unique needs of military spouses. Boston University's Rosella Capella Zielinski has written widely on the economics of the military and says moves like this may help avoid what happened to her family.
My husband eventually retired just to help me support my career and my son's needs, and so he has lost talent.
And with almost every branch of the armed forces regularly missing recruitment goals, retention is a high priority for the Pentagon. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.